Welcome to Food Safety Talk, the podcast for professionals in the food supply chain.
So hello, my name is Iris Maas. I'm a marketing manager for the business entity Food and Agriculture within TÜV Nord. And today we will learn about regenerative agriculture as I have the agronomist, Mr. Davide Pierleoni from Italy as my guest. Hello, Davide.
Hello, Iris.
So, Davide, how come you're such an advocate for regenerative agriculture?
Yeah, I'm an agronomist, Iris, and I'm graduated in agricultural science, and I've been involved in organic agriculture projects since early 90s. And I was involved in a food company, Italian Pasta Production, one of the pioneers of organic agriculture in Italy. Mm. And then, after this, my first experience, I have become a technical director of a certification body for organic agriculture. So I've seen organic agriculture since the first experience, and then after the first regulation on organic agriculture issued by EU in 1992.
And why does this topic, regenerative agriculture, matter to you?
Regenerative agriculture is important because it could be an answer for a big problem we have now, the climate change. Meanwhile, we are talking, there is the COP meeting in Azerbaijan, and the countries are talking about how we can fight the climate change. And the poorest countries in the world are asking us to be pledged to find financial resources and technical solution to fight the climate change. Climate change is a problem for everybody.
Yes. We will have a short informational piece, an info snippet about regenerative agriculture.
How about a little extra? Our food wiki. Regenerative agriculture is an approach to farming that has been evolving since the 1970s. It focuses on restoring soil health, enhancing biodiversity, and improving ecosystem services such as carbon sequestration. Unlike other sustainable methods, it doesn't rely on strict practices, but instead adapts to achieve positive environmental outcomes. One of its main priorities is soil health. By increasing organic matter in the soil, fertility improves, and more carbon can be stored. At the same time, regenerative agriculture promotes crop diversity and creates habitats to combat biodiversity loss. Another key focus is enhancing the soil's ability to retain water, ensuring more efficient water use. And finally, it plays a significant role in increasing carbon sequestration, helping to mitigate climate change. By following these principles, regenerative agriculture creates resilient farming systems that not only restore ecosystems, but remain adaptable and economically viable.
So, I had a look at the data from the webpage of European Commission, and it showed me that European Commission says 60% of European soils are unhealthy. 83% of soils contain pesticide residues, and the estimated costs of soil degradation sum up to 50 billion euro per year. So that is really astonishing, and yeah, makes me afraid. And I think we urgently need to help soil resilience. So, do you know what the European Union has in store to put us on a pathway to healthy soils?
Yeah, European Commission is pledged to fight the climate change. This is one goal of Agenda 2030 of United Nations Organization, and also is one of the more important goal of European policy. And for agriculture, this is one of the most important problems, to have a soil which is able to store water, for example, because the raining is always becoming always and always strong, and the soil must be able to get water and store water inside. And then the loss of fertility is another big problem for us. And also the presence of pesticide in the water, in the drinking water. This is a big problem. We have we find pesticide in the deep drinking water, and also, of course, in the drinking water of the pipeline. This is a problem. We have to adopt a new methods of agriculture who is not able to pollute water and soil.
Well, that's severe, and I would think that, okay, we should all by now be on our way to regenerative practices in agriculture, but obviously it's not the case on a large scale. So what are some of the biggest challenges that farmers face when they decide or when they want to transition to regenerative agriculture?
Wow. The first problem is to change their mindset. The farmer are too conservative. Mm-hmm. And they should see the soil under a new perspective. Soil is a treasure. Soil should be preserved and not overexploited.
And can technology be of help in this?
Of course.
Are there any innovation that you know of?
Yeah, regenerative agriculture is a method and a new methods is not an old methods, is a new methods of agriculture. And technology is very important. For example, machinery and equipments are very important to use, for example, dual wheels in order to minimize the impact on the ground, or mm-hmm. to use satellites, maps, and images, infrared images, in order to locate the area where the fertilizers must be spread more than other area where there is no need to fertilize. And sensor for measurement from satellite, mm-hmm. for example, or sensor mm-hmm. to measurement of presence of water. Technology is very important for regenerative.
And when speaking of technology, of course, we speak about digitalization, about data. So how about the indicators? How do farmers monitor or measure the success of their regenerative practices?
They can use this new technology, but the farmer must be helped by institution or consultancy agency, public mm-hmm. or private, in order to have the right approach. The measure mm-hmm. of the level is very important, is very relevant to start mm-hmm. in a good way.
And are there special indicators that farmers can track to know that their regenerative practice is successful? What would these indicators be?
The most important indicator is the organic matter contents. This is the most important indicator. Our soil is losing organic matter. Organic matter is a big tank where nitrogen and carbon are stored in the soil. And nitrogen is the most important element for fertility of the crops. And we have to store and we have to prevent losses of nitrogen. So, the first indicator is organic matter. The second indicator is the chemical contents of nitrogen in the water. And then the quality and quantity of different kind of invertebrate presence in the soil. This is another important indicator for biodiversity.
So does this include the bacteria and microbes that are living in the soil?
Of course, because microbes like bacteria is very important in order to change the nature of nitrogen from organic matter, insoluble nitrogen, insoluble nitrogen, who can be absorbed by the roots of the plants.
Yes, it's very fascinating to me because it's such a thin layer, right? The soil, when you see the earth and its parameters, and then a thin layer, and that's all our food chain is based on that, right?
In the first 50 centimeters, there are so many life, like microbes, bacteria, fungi, and then invertebrate.
Yeah, that's incredible. So we spoke about the farmers, and then if I have a look at the manufacturers and the retail, the trade, what role can they play in supporting the regenerative agriculture practices?
The role of the big retailer and food processor is very important because they should inform the final consumers about this kind of new products. If we raise the level of consumption of regenerative product or organic product, we can help the farmer to adopt new regenerative methods. And this is very important because without money, the farmer cannot be helped alone.
Yes. So I would like to ask about the certification services that are available in this field of regenerative agriculture. So first, I would like to show another informational piece to give us an overview of the certifications that exist.
How about a little extra? Our food wiki. As sustainability in agriculture becomes more important, certifications like Regenerative Organic Certified ROC are gaining traction. ROC builds on organic standards, but goes further by focusing on soil health, animal welfare, and social fairness. This ensures farming practices protect the environment and support ethical treatment for workers and animals. Another example is Global Gap's Integrated Crop Management, which promotes sustainable farming and supports the shift toward regenerative practices. For farmers, certifications like ROC provide a way to market their products as regenerative, building trust with consumers through recognizable logos. For companies, they add brand value and meet the rising demand for sustainable products, driving positive change for agriculture and the environment.
Yeah, there are many standards for regenerative agriculture. Regenerative agriculture is not a national or the international standard like ISO or WHO or other WTO organization. No, regenerative mm-hmm. is a private standard. And for mm-hmm. example, there is the most important regenerative organic standard is ROC. ROC mm-hmm. standard is made by in Rodale Institute in USA and is becoming very strong, very well known all over the world.
So in your opinion, how accessible is, for example, this ROC certification or another organic certification for small-scale farmers?
This is a good question, Iris, because small farmers must face big challenges. The first one is to have quite money to buy new equipment, new machinery, for example. So they must be helped by institution to have subsidies in order to get this goal.
I see. And what are the key criteria that need to be verified in a farm so they can certify as regenerative? What do they have to fulfill?
The organic matter level in the soil is the one of the most important. The second one is the leaking of water in the deep or other criteria is the cover crop with the coverage of the ground of the soil during the year to keep a coverage of a crop so the rain cannot be dangerous for the soil when the rain is very, very strong, very heavy. And grazing of animal, for example, grazing of animal on the ground of the soil, because this is a circular economy. This means the waste of animal can be reused by the crops in the same surface. Mm-hmm. This is the key criteria. Mm-hmm. And last one, the social and healthy condition of workers. This is very important for regenerative.
So this ethical
and
standard is included.
Is very important for ROC standard.
So why does this matter? I mean, it's a good thing, but what does it have to do with the soil quality?
The reason is the soil cannot be healthy if the workers and the farmer are not healthy.
That's poetic.
Yeah,
is it?
It's an holistic approach of the of the. It's not a specialistic problem of agriculture, or it's a problem of soil. It's a problem of the farmers. If the farmers is healthy, he will be more happy to adopt regenerative agriculture.
Okay, I see. So do you think, Davide, that any certification around regenerative agriculture will be mandatory one day within the European Union or beyond?
This cannot happen in a short time. Mm-hmm. But I see in the future the legislative framework on organic,
Green Deal?
On regenerative agriculture. It could be adopted by the EU Commission. Mm-hmm. This is very important because EU Commission is working on new set of EU regulation about carbon removal. And one of the strategy, one of the solution for fight the climate change is just to store dioxide, carbon dioxide on the soil through regenerative and organic agriculture methods.
So that's already perhaps part of my next question. How do you see this certification landscape for regenerative agriculture evolving in the next, let's say, 5-10 years?
For the next 5 years, I think that regenerative will be a private standard. It's because we need to find a common basic level on agriculture, regenerative agriculture. What does it mean? What the key criteria? What the main features of regenerative? And yeah, I think. Private, but in the long time, 10 years, maybe I can see a national or international standard. It could be a realistic approach.
So what role will digital tools like blockchain, okay, you mentioned already satellite monitoring, what role will they be playing in the future for verifying agricultural practices?
But I see a digital solution, one of the key to ensure a realistic and real and reliable and credible approach of regenerative. And also blockchain as a tools to ensure that data are unmodified, are real, are well known, and without big data, without database where we can get info and to compare the result of regenerative agriculture in front of the international data about fertility of the soil or the presence of pesticide. This is very important.
So as a last question, what advice would you give to a farmer who considers transitioning to regenerative agriculture?
Wow. This is a good question. It's not easy to answer. But anyway, to be curious about regenerative. And regenerative is not to come back in the past. Like organic agriculture is not a return on the past. No, it's the new model, it's the new future. Mm-hmm. So to be curious, to see the best experience of agriculture, regenerative agriculture, of organic agriculture. This is very important to share each other the experience of organic agriculture and regenerative agriculture. Sharing experience, to be curious, don't be afraid of the new method.
Okay, that's very interesting that it is not a question of just returning to the past, but it's a new model. And I like this picture of happy people on healthy soil, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That the one goes with the other. So, yeah, David, I thank you very much for your time and for this insight into this very important matter.
Thank you, Iris.
Thank you for listening to Food Safety Talk. Stay tuned for more insights into the food supply chain. Until next time.